And now it's time for the quiz show.
That's when we bring back Leszek Pawlowicz, our resident quiz master, who's won a Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. Each time he's on, he'll play one of us in a game of trivia, hosted by our producer, Sarah Ventry. This week, he's playing KJZZ's Lauren Gilger. Last week, we gave you a puzzle to solve and randomly selected two entries. The puzzle was...
Now listen closely. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't gotten me. What am I? The answer is, of course, a secret. Our randomly selected winners this week are Fiona Dillon and Jessica Larson. Leszek will play on behalf of Fiona. Lauren will play on behalf of Jessica. Whoever wins will get a special KJZZ item.
Recently, the winners of the Ig Nobel Awards were announced. These are awards given for achievements that make people laugh and then think. Which of the following was not a project that received an actual award? Studies of the effects of wearing polyester, cotton, or wool trousers on the sex life of rats and similar tests with human males. A study that measured the amount of time people spent on roller coasters throughout their lives to determine if blondes really do have more fun. Or a scholarly study titled, quote, On the Reception and Detection of Pseudo-Profound Bullshit.
I was lucky enough to read an article about that this morning. So the second one is the one that did not win an Ig Nobel Prize.
You are correct. Why were you reading this?
Ig Nobels are important, man.
All right. Well.
Oh yeah. There was another. It was a great one. That was a paper on the personality of rocks.
I did see that one. Now we know you're keeping up with all the news. Mm-hmm. All right, Lauren.
I'm feeling even more insecure now.
A new study published in Current Biology analyzed the remains of an extinct reptile that lived 230 million years before the dinosaurs. This study found that this reptile had many of the traits that are found in dinosaurs, and therefore shows a scientific phenomenon known as evolutionary convergence, which is where organisms that are not related evolve similar traits. What is the name of the reptile? Is it Trioptychus primus, Reptilius antiqua, or Cryptolithus tessellatus? I made up two of those names.
Okay, well, to me, they sound a lot like characters like Optimus Prime. So let's see. How about using my non-Latin skills? I will say B is the answer.
It's actually A.
What?
I know.
That was the one that sounded the most fake.
Oh, that's the most real.
Yeah. Lauren, I would have picked the same one.
Good. That makes me feel better. Thank you.
Oh, that makes me feel great. Actually, I didn't make up Cryptolithus tessellatus. That's real, but it's not this
name. Not this, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Trioptychus primus means the first of three eyes. It's got this weird little thing that kind of looks like a third eye.
Huh. Okay, cool.
I know. Cray. Who'd have thunk?
Who'd have thunk is right.
Leszek, are you big into astrology?
I'm big into the real science of astronomy, but I know a little bit about astrology.
What's your sign?
Well, I can go into the long explanation of why it's either Virgo or Leo, but we'll skip that for now.
So, which do you identify as?
Personally, I'd prefer Leo, but in my real life, I'm probably closer to Virgo.
Huh, what about you, Lauren?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Ah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Leszek, the internets have been in an uproar lately because NASA announced that the constellations are not in the same position they were before. And the organization also talked about a 13th astrological sign, which led some followers of astrology to freak out because this would mean that their sign isn't really their sign. NASA then posted on Tumblr clarifying that they didn't actually change your zodiac calendar and that they study astronomy, not astrology. What is the name of the 13th astrological sign that is in dispute? Is it Belita, Galatius, or Ophiuchus?
It is Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer.
That is correct. How did you know that one?
I got a undergraduate degree in astronomy. I have a telescope, and I go out in the skies all the time. Yeah, Ophiuchus is right next to Scorpius, I believe.
Wow. Well, that is accurate. And at the time of writing that question, I forgot about your degree. So. All right, Lauren. Okay. No pressure, but you have to get this one right to stay in the game.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Lauren, what baseball team is suing, along with the MLB, vendors who are allegedly selling counterfeit and trademark infringing merchandise? Is it the Red Sox, the Cubs, or the Yankees?
I would guess, just because of who they are, that this would be the Yankees.
You would think that the Yankees would do this.
Yes.
It's actually the Cubs.
No. My grandpa was a huge Cubs fan. He would be so disappointed in me. Oh.
Well, at least you're not selling counterfeit merchandise.
I'm not.
So
that's
true. Okay. Wow, Leszek, that is a comeback for you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, Lauren.